This is a Truth for Today recording. Oscar M. Baker is speaking. And this is the fifth. The fifth of November, 1986. And the subject is Genesis. And we've gotten down to verse 23 in chapter 42. Verse 23 in chapter 42. And Reuben answered them, saying, and this is when the boys are beginning to have their consciences awakened and thinking of how they treated Joseph. Maybe his treatment of them here, though they didn't know him, is bringing things back to their mind. You know, when you get in a little trouble and so on, you know, experience it, then you begin to see how maybe you have wronged somebody else. And so they're coming to their senses. And they're beginning to see what they have done. And Reuben answered them, saying, spake I not unto thee, saying, do not sin against a child, and ye would not hear? Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. Reuben is pretty sure it is happening to them because the way they treated their brother. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter. He knew their language all right, but he didn't dare to let on. He didn't dare to tell them it. Anything like that. He could speak Hebrew. They'd give it away right away. And he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them again and communed with them, and took from them Simeon and bound him before their eyes. Simeon. He was the firstborn, I believe. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provisions for the way, and thus did he undo them. And they laded their asses with the corn, and departed thence. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender in the inn, he spied his money. For behold, it was in the sack's mouth. He had paid for it, and here the money is in the sack. Now, isn't that strange? How'd that ever get there? And he said unto his brethren, my money is restored, and lo, it is even in my sack. And their heart failed him, never afraid, saying one to another, what is this that God hath done unto us? And they came unto Jacob their father, unto the land of Canaan, and told him all that had befell unto them, saying, the man who is lord of the land spake roughly to us, and took us for spies of the country. And we said unto him, we are true men, we are no spies. We be twelve brethren, sons of our father. One is not, and youngest is this day with his father, with our father in the land of Canaan. And the man, the lord of the country, said unto us, hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brethren here with me, and take food for the famine of your household, and be gone. And bring your youngest brother unto me, then shall I know that ye are no spies, but that ye are true men. So will I deliver you, your brother, and you shall traffic in the land. Only he's really going to prove them. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid, just scared to death. Powerful man there in Egypt and so on, they just nomads. He got treated like this. And Jacob their father said unto them, ye have bereaved me of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not. And ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, slay my two sons, if I bring not to thee. Bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again. And he said, and as Jacob said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in which ye go, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. To the grave. Sheol. Hell. Jacob is beginning to get a little retribution for some of the things he had done, isn't he? And the birds come home to roost in room. All that sort of thing. 43. And the famine was sore in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, Go again, buy us a little food. And Judah spake unto him, saying, The man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. That is, don't ever come here around, don't let show yourself around here without your brother alone. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And there it is. That's it. And Israel, Jacob, said, Wherefore dealt ye so ill with me, as to tell me the man whether ye had yet a brother? Why don't you keep still? And they said, The man asked us greatly of our state and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words. Could we certainly know that he would say, Bring your brother down? They're making the best defense they can now. Now notice Judah. Here is really a speech. And Judah said unto Israel his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and them and thou, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him. Get this? I will be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. Doesn't that sound a little bit like our Lord? No wonder kings came from the tribe of Judah. For except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits of the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm, a little honey, spices, myrrh, nuts, and almonds, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand, peradventure, it was an oversight. Be honest about it. Jacob is teaching lessons in honesty. Think of that. Would you ever thought it? Take also your brother, and arise, go again unto the man. And God Almighty, this is from Israel, Jacob, El Shaddai, the Almighty, give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your elder brother and Benjamin. And if I be bereaved, my children, I am bereaved. And the men took the present. And they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up, and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. This is getting to be involved. This is better than any fiction you can find in the bookstores, isn't it? And when Joseph saw Benjamin with him, he said to the ruler of the house, Bring these men home. And slay and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. Going to give them a feast, his brothers. And a man did as Joseph bade, and a man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid, because they were brought into Joseph's house, into the man who was the ruler of the country. And they said, Because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time, are we brought in, that we may seek occasion against us, that he may seek occasion against us, and fall upon us, and take us for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, and said, O sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came to him and to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hands. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, Peace be to you. Fear not. Your God and the God of your father have given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. And he brought Simeon out unto them. And a man brought the men to Joseph's house and gave them water. And they washed their feet and they gave their asses provender. And they made ready the present against Joseph came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. There they are, bowing to him again. My, they never dreamed that they would do a thing like that. And he asked them of their welfare, and said, Is your father well? The old man of whom you spake, is he yet alive? And they answered, Thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive. And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. And he lifted up the eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, Is this your younger brother of whom you spake unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son. And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother. He's ready to cry. And he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. It's a little bit too much for Joseph. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, Set on bread. And they did set on for him by himself, for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians which did eat with him, for they by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Class distinctions, you know. And we have it yet today. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled one at another. So how did he know? And he took and sent messes unto them from before him, but Benjamin's mess was five times as much as any of theirs. I'll bet the poor fellow about stuffed himself. And they drank and were merry with him. Boy, this is the strangest goings-on you ever heard of. Quite a story, isn't it? Chapter 44. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. Now the plot is deepening. What if put a cup? His silver cup, the one that he was used to using all the time, and we'll find a little more of that use after a while, had that put in Benjamin's sack. And as soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, Up, follow after the men. And when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, Wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which thou, my Lord, drinkest, and whereby indeed he divineth, ye have done evil in so doing? And he overtook them, and he spake unto them the same words. And they said unto him, O wherefore hath my Lord these words? God forbid that thy servants should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks miles, we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? Now with whomsoever thy servants it be found, let him be thy. Though they were sure none of them had added. And we also be my Lord's bondman. And he said, Now also let it be according unto your words. All right, we'll take you up. He with them who is found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless. Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And he searched, and began at the eldest, and left at the eunuch's, and the cup was in Benjamin's sack. Now, how do you suppose they felt? Then they rent their clothes, laded every man's ass, and returned to the city. And Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said to them, what deed is this that you have done? Wot ye not that such a man as I can certainly divine, that is, tell things, tell fortunes, and so on? And Joseph said, what shall we say unto my Lord? And Judah said, what shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak, or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we, and he also with whom the cup is found. And he said, God forbid that I should do so. But the man whose cup hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get ye up in peace unto your father. He's going to keep Benjamin and send the rest of them home. And then Judah came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. Here is a good lawyer, Judah. He has a good argument. And in law school, sometimes this is taken. Some of these arguments are taken, and especially Stephen's defense is taken as an example of bringing cases in court. The Bible's pretty good, you know. A lot of people don't like to admit that. Well, my Lord asked his servant, saying, have ye a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man, and a child of old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidest unto thy servants, bring him down unto me, that I may set mine eyes upon him. And we said unto my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou saidest unto thy servants, except your youngest brother come down with you, he shall see my face no more. He don't ever come around here again. And it came to pass, when we came unto thy servant, my father, we told him the words, my Lord. And our father said, go again and buy us a little food. And we said, we cannot go down. If our younger brother be with us, then will we go down. For we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant, my father, said unto us, You know that my wife bare me two sons. And the one went out for me, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces. I saw him not since. And if ye take this also from me, and mischief shall befall him, ye shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Joshua didn't think he could stand it. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant my father, and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up with the lad's life, it shall come to pass, when he seeth that the lad is not with us, that he will die. And thy servants shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant our father with sorrow to the grave. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto the father, unto my father, saying, if I bring him not unto thee, then shall I bear the blame to my father forever. I wonder what Joseph is thinking. Now therefore I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my Lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad not be with me? And the Lord himself could have said, how can I go up to my father, except there's a party of saved ones with me? Well, just a reminder there. Judah is sort of foretelling some things here, in a way. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad not be with me? Lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come on my father. Chapter 45. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known to his brethren. And he wept aloud. And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brother, I am Joseph. Thus my father yet live. And his brother could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Wouldn't that be a bombshell? To find that the ruler of Egypt is their despised brother. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. Another type. To preserve life. Sent him before. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there will be neither the earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. He's trying to calm them down and to show them that this was all working out for good. He wasn't holding anything against them. My, he had a chance there, the ruler of Egypt. He could have really done anything he wanted to. But Joseph wasn't that type of a person. Well, Joseph feared the Lord. And so he says, it is not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. So I had the family come down there in Egypt, for there's plenty. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all thou hast. Now I can give you a little sideline right there. The Egyptians did not favor people who were herdsmen, who kept cattle and sheep and so on. That was an abomination unto them. And Goshen was just the very finest part of the land for that very business. And so, really, these folks, Jacob and his sons and grandchildren and so on, get not the choicest land of Egypt to live in, because Joseph is the king. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon him. And after that, his brethren talked with him. My, this has been a tense moment, really. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lade your beasts and go, get ye into the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households and come unto me. And I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do ye. Take you wagons. That's strange, wagons. I don't imagine they had a wagon like we know. We always think of wagons having four wheels at least. Whereas that time they were using carts, what they called, translated at least, wagons. Well, anyhow, they could carry a big load on one of the things, so it doesn't make a difference how many wheels it had. Also, regard not your stuff. You don't have to bring a load of stuff with you. Just leave it behind, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. That'd be quite a job moving all that family down there. And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the command of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment. To Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. Raiment, I think you know, is a suit of clothes. And to his father he sent after this manner. 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt. 10 she-asses laden with corn, bread, and meat, for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, See that ye fall not out of the way. And they went up out of Egypt, and came into the land of Canaan, unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Well, I hope they didn't put it that quickly and bluntly. They'd have to ease that up a little bit. But at least it was pretty hard. Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob the father revived. And Israel said, It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Well, we're just trying to figure out here a little bit now, just who was really put on trial here and tried and so on. Was it Jacob or was it the sons? Or was it maybe Joseph? Now, Joseph could have treated his brothers pretty roughly, the way they'd treated him. Well, Joseph wasn't that kind of a person. They were his brothers, first of all. And that makes a difference. Or should. Well, chapter 46. Now we don't have so many to go yet to go through the book of Genesis. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba. And the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. I remember at that time, when this was written, that they used that word carried, a little different than what we do now. For instance, a young fellow could carry his girlfriend to the synagogue, for instance. Well, it just means he just accompanied her, took her. And here to carry them in wagons, that's using it that way. So the word carry is, in the old English, was used a little different than what we use it now. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father, as we just said. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, and Phelan, and Hezron, and Carmi, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Obed, and Jacob, and Zohar, and Saul, the son of the Canaanitish woman. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Might keep some of these names in mind because they come up again in our stories from here on. And the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Phares, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Thuva, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, Elon, and Jaaliel. These be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, and paid Aram with his daughter Dinah. And all the souls of his son and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphim, Higgi, Shuni, and Esmon, Eri, and Erodi, and Erali, and the sons of Asher, Jimna, and Ishua, and Isui and Beriah, Sarah their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malchiel. Going over these rather rapidly so we can get the story done. All of these you might remember. And these are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. And the sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph, and Benjamin. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, there unto him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela, and Becher, and Ashel, Gera, and Naaman, Ehi, and Rosh, Muppin, and Huppin, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hushim. The sons of Naphtali, Jezreel, and Duni, and Jazer, and Shillim. These are the daughters of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel his daughter. And she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were 7. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, beside Jacob's sons' wives, and all the souls were 66. 66. I want you to remember that, because you're going to see some numbers after a while that you're going to have to figure out why, that they don't just jibe. There's a reason. You can figure it out. Here's 66. Now, those are the ones that came. Now, the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were two souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob which came into Egypt were 70. All right, verse 28. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face into Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. Joseph made ready his chariot, and went up to meet Israel his father, to Goshen, and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. And Joseph said unto his brethren, and unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh, and say unto him, My brethren, my father's house, which are in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men were shepherds, for their trade had been to feed cattle, and they had brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass when Pharaoh shall call you and say, What is your occupation? That ye shall say, Thy servant's trade has been about cattle from our youth, even unto now, both we and also our fathers, as ye may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Class. Hatred or something of that kind. I hope you're following the story. I'm reading this because there are lots of people who never read it by themselves. And I just hope that the listeners, the tape, will take the Bible and read this book of Genesis over more than once. It's just a good idea. And read it slowly and note many of the points that I've been giving you. It'll help you to clear up a lot of things, I'm sure. Well, 47. And so Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, My father, my brother, and their flocks, and their herds, and all that they have, are come out of the land of Canaan, the whole their land, the land of Goshen. And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, What is your occupation? I'm repeating here. Good times, things sometimes. And they said unto Pharaoh, Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. And they said moreover unto Pharaoh, For to sojourn the land are we come. For thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we pray thee, that thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, Thy father and our brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee, and the best of the land make thy father and brethren dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell, and if thou knowest any man with activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle. And Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Notice that. Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, how old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers and the days of their pilgrimage. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt and the best of the land in the land of Rameses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine, using up all their stores and so on, and their money too. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. We just don't have the money. And Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph. And Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for the flocks and for the cattle of the herds and for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. And when that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, we will not hide it from my lord, how that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our iron for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh. And give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field, because a famine prevailed over them, and so the land became Pharaoh's. Now, folks, I want you to notice the economic conditions that are coming about here. We're talking about economy these days a great deal, and especially in the present time, and especially about farmers and farms and so forth. See how they had it in the olden times. Well, now here, he got all their money, got all their cattle, and he has bought their land. What are they going to do? And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt, even to the other end thereof. He took their land and put them in cities. Only the land of the priests bought he not, for the priests had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them, wherefore they sold not their lands. Then Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Oh, here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land. And this shall come to pass, in the increase I shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own, for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your households, and for your little ones. Well, now, Pharaoh is furnishing the land now, since that belongs to him, and giving them seed. And they're to give him a fifth. Ever hear anything like that? No, that isn't uncommon, even in this country sometimes, in renting out land. And they said, thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it a law over all the land of Egypt, unto this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priests only, which became not Pharaoh's. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew, and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph, and said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. But I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their burying place. He said, I will do as I have said. And he said, swear unto me, and he swore unto him, and Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. It could be the bed, or it could be a staff, as it says here. There's a little ambiguity about the translation of that, but that doesn't make much difference. He was getting rather old and feeble, so he needed something to rest on. Now, we'll get a start here on chapter 48. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Joseph, Jacob, and said, behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee, and Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and I will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And thy issue which thou begettest after them shall be thine, and thou shalt be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan, in the way, when there yet was but a little way to come into Egypt, Ephrath, and I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same as Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, well, who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, they are my sons, whom God has given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them, and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not sought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees. He bowed himself and his face with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn, and he's going to change the place. And he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, let thy name be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Well, now that's... Well, I think I'll finish here. We just got a couple of verses. And when Joseph saw his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand and removed it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be the greater than he. And his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed him that day, saying, in thee shall Israel be blessed. Shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die. But God shall be with you, and bring you again into the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword. And with my bow. And that takes us down to chapter 49.